There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Hey, everyone. This is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets, in the car while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah. This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Hey, hey, top of the morning to you. It is Follow the Money here on VSiN, the sports betting network. Mitch Moss along with Pauly Howard as we are live, as always, in downtown Las Vegas from the Circa Resorts and Casino. And we'll give you a lay of the land, what's coming up today on the program in 45 minutes. Paulie, you excited? We are beginning our college football conference previews with the one and only Paul Stone. He'll give out 2 win totals and an outright winner bet to make on the Pac-12 today with Paul Stone in 45 minutes.
Yes.
Also, I mean, look, I can't wait for this. I've been giddy now for like 2 days. I looked at his record, his resume, videos from Joey Chestnut, the best of all time when it comes to competitive eating. He's going to join the show in 2 hours. He's going for his 15th mustard belt in 16 years on Monday, July 4th.
Everyone knows about the hot dog records. I want to, within 15 minutes, we can do all the other records that he has. It'll blow your mind, the stuff that he's done and accomplished. I mean, he's Michael Jordan of eating. Incredible.
I want to ask him, how many hot dogs should he be laying? Like, what's the hot dog spread against the next closest competitor, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, he won by 26 hot dogs last year. If he's laying, let's say he's laying 25 dogs this year, is that enough?
Good point.
And what's the preparation been like getting ready for the event?
32 Big Macs in 38 minutes. I saw that one. I said, oh, my God. Mm. This guy is a machine. Now, garbage disposal.
Oh, 121 Twinkies in 6 minutes.
Yes. Yes.
How many could you do in 6 minutes?
I need a lot of milk. I wonder if he's ever had an accident. 141 hard-boiled eggs in 8 minutes. There's another one. Come on. How does he do it?
The thought of that right now, seriously, is making me... Does that sound appealing to you at all?
Yeah.
Like hard-boiled eggs in a competition?
55 donuts in 8 minutes. How does that sound?
How do you feel after 55 donuts in 8 minutes?
I know.
Yeah. Okay, so we will begin today's program talking about the NBA. Look, it is juicy right now, and yesterday, no exception, obviously, all of the news that was kind of trickling out, it was one right after another, and really the big boy was, Paulie, when it became official, the Spurs and the Hawks agreed to a deal. DeJounte Murray, the Spurs don't want him. Huh? Can you believe that after the year that he had, he's already been second team all defense in the NBA. They traded him for Gallinari and multiple first-round picks. And at this point, who knows how long Pop has, but it's pretty evident what they're going to do. They're going to tank because this kid coming out of from France next year is supposed to be the best prospect since LeBron James.
How about that? Yeah, yeah. Wembanyama, what, 7'3", and the tanking for him already begins. You're right. Who knows if Pop will be there? But to give up on your best player, is he worth 3 first-round picks? You know, who knows? That's an interesting discussion. But now you only get that and Gallinari in return. So they're in line to try to get the number one pick as the tanking begins. And then how does this fit with Atlanta? I mean, just because now they were 26th in defense last year, but now you're taking the ball out of the hands of Trae Young.
Yeah.
How this will work. But they also might make other moves, too. I don't know if Herter's going to leave or what they got to trade Collins, but I think some more moves are coming with the Hawks. But also, what does this mean now with Murray and Young, and what does it mean for Young's offensive game? He doesn't have the ball in his hands as much. It certainly helps him defensively because Trae Young can't guard anybody.
So I was going down the rabbit hole last night on social media when this news broke. I would just all you have to do is go check out the replies from somebody like Sham Sharina or Woj, and every single I just stopped looking after like 2 minutes. I'm like, every single reply was, this is not going to work. It's a terrible idea.
Oh.
But it's from people on Twitter and other spots on social media.
I could see that.
They're like, another point guard? Well, this if you can actually play Trae Young off the ball now, to me, and they're not done, they're going to make at least one more move, if not more. I'll throw this out there. I don't think it's going to happen. But how about Capella and somebody else, maybe a package of future picks, if they have any left, and they get involved in the Ayton sweepstakes.
Interesting.
This is a team that made the Eastern Conference Finals last year. I get it. All hell broke loose in the East last year. Everybody was hurt. It's one of the reasons still to this day why people say the Bucks won the championship because guys were getting banged up every single series. I bet them last night 65-1. I found that was the best number I could find. I wasn't going to bet 40, which was out there at several spots. I wasn't going to bet 50, which is still out there right now. But 65-1. Putting away a little bit of money right now on the Hawks next year when I'm convinced they're going to make more moves. Why not? Took a shot.
All right. Well, we'll see other moves if that happens. I'm a little hesitant to see if it'll work with these two. The other thing, maybe Herter goes to Boston. The Celtics have a $17 million trade exception. How they're going to use that.
Bill Simmons is really pushing for Luke Kennard.
Yeah. Okay. You got that too. But if Boston can add some pieces as well. But now it'll be juicy the next couple days with that move. And then you had some big names opt out. Beal probably stays with Washington. And James, good for him, right? All this talk about you're selfish and you're blowing down, or you're running out the door and blowing up franchises on the way out. I mean, that is going to be a team-friendly deal now. He walks away from his $47 million option, and they're going to get Tucker. They traded for Melton. So more moves coming for the Sixers, and this gives them flexibility and helps them out with him opting out.
This was a really solid move. I think this was a professional move by James Harden. And I think at this point he realizes, look, I can probably win a title here in Philadelphia, and I've actually never played in an NBA Finals before. Steph just won his fourth. So I'd like to have a taste of that at some point, and I got a chance here with this team. I can't keep doing what I can't be a nomad or a vagabond and just keep going from team to team to team and pissing people off.
Yep.
So this does work out, and now they're going to have like a $10.5 million exception, the way it appears, to actually add more beyond P.J. Tucker. So they can come out of the East if they stay healthy. That can happen.
Good pieces. They want depth. And that's and certainly one of the reasons they lost to Miami last year was P.J. Tucker, and now they can grab him too. So that's a win-win for him as well. Have you hearing anything on Beal? If he leaves, where could he go? I don't think he'll leave. But there's some good props up that if he leaves Washington, Boston's the favorite, followed by Portland and Miami. The Lakers are on that list also. So a guy who could score a ton of points but has never won anything in his career, stuck in a tough situation with that organization.
He's 9-1 to go to Dallas.
Okay.
That's a move that I would like to see. But I I'm not a capologist, and I doubt the Mavericks could make that work, although if they lose Brunson, that could help. I would like to see Beal play with Luka in that backcourt.
How tough is this for Dallas? You have a great season. You go to the conference finals. You get that great trade for Wood, and now you're going to lose Brunson, and then the deal where the dad is hired too. His dad's going to be on the staff with the Knicks as well.
Yep.
But you know, the other thing is, you got to be 100%. I'm 99% he goes to the Knicks. But if there's a chance he changes his mind or whatever, or maybe Cuban comes in over the top and says, here's $30 million a year or something. But what they're offering him is crazy.
Okay.
But the other thing is, the Knicks, when they got Rose and these guys, you're supposed to get the superstars and the big-name players. It hasn't happened. Your big acquisition is going to be Jalen Brunson?
Mm-hmm. So could you not envision a scenario, Paulie, where this would actually happen to the Knicks? Where they clear everything out to make a path for Brunson to come in and sign this $110 million contract. And, oh, by the way, the rumblings of that team also adding DeJounte Murray. Yep. Well, that crumbled and went by the wayside yesterday. So they lost out on him. And now to piggyback that and maybe lose out on Brunson when they put all their chips in the middle of the table, that would be kind of a typical Knicks offseason.
A couple years ago, it was supposed to get Kyrie and Durant or get one of them. And then they just, okay, well, we'll go to the Nets. That's it.
Yeah.
And they stick it in your eye. So that's it's very disappointing. That's who's going to do it? What superstar is going to finally say, yes, I'll go to the Knicks. I'm going to try to win here. It's got to happen at some point.
Zion?
I mean, that's...
Is he the guy?
I don't know how long down the road.
Yeah, I have no
idea.
I think
they're
going to
give him the max. And then you brought up the point earlier about Atlanta, about what happens with Ayton. I would love the idea of a Gobert trade. But the Suns got to be careful here if they don't... The fact that they might not get much in return for him.
Or anything.
That the fact they don't think they can win without him. How about that?
Yep.
There's reports if we can get anybody and plug him in there.
I don't know about
that. I think that's lunacy. But the fact, I don't know where he's going to wind up. I think Detroit is the favorite. It's ridiculous. At one book here at, you see the odds there at one book, they're the second choice. But remember, was that earlier in the week he had that huge move where he went to 60-1 down to +250 to go to the Nets. That's still in play.
Yeah.
There's a package there where the Nets could acquire him still. So,
well, also, the Pistons are basically off the table after the draft.
I would say so, yes.
After they got the kid from Memphis.
Yeah, the moves they made.
Yeah, they didn't expect that to happen. So, by the way, some other players who are – the teams will go after these players. I think there's going to be a bidding war almost for Dante DiVincenzo. He can be a nice like seventh guy for a team. And also, Bobby Portis declined his $4.6 million option. So, two things here, Paul. If I'm another team, it doesn't matter, East, West – I would absolutely go after Bobby Portis because he is a very key part to this Bucks team, and that would be a significant loss to Milwaukee, which you're kind of like chopping off one leg to that team for next year. He would be a very nice addition to another team, a contender somewhere in this league. He's a really good player.
Yep. If he leaves Milwaukee, Miami's the favorite, then the Knicks, followed by the Spurs and Suns for his odds.
See, that guy going to the Suns, I think, would be really good.
Yeah.
For a team that can, you know, do some damage next year and maybe come out and play for a title. Patty Mills declined his option. I can't believe this about, you know, the former Spur and turned it down with the Nets. This tweet from Bleacher Report on the Spurs, since Tim Duncan retired in 2016, they traded Kawhi, Ginobili retired, lost Tony Parker in free agency, They cut LaMarcus Aldridge, they traded DeRozan, and now they traded Murray. That's a hell of a six-pack right there.
Yeah. Yeah. Now you got a long, long rebuild.
Pop's in his 70s.
Yeah, I know. There's no guarantee you're going to get the number one pick either. How they've adjusted the lottery and the format, too.
Right.
So,
well, I'll tell you, if that team is going to tank, that is going to, what we're used to in over the last like 23, 24 years with the Spurs.
Mm-hmm.
All right. The first hour of Follow the Money is brought to you exclusively by BetRivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com. Up next, we will run down last night's betting action with Win Some, Lose Some. And Paulie already hinted at this. In about an hour and 50 minutes, we have Joey Chestnut on the program. He goes to defend his title yet again next Monday, July 4th. Another mustard belt is possible for him. The Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest. Paulie will run down all of his records, which, I mean, 384 pot stickers in 10 minutes. The number of soft shell tacos in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
The glazed donuts, like you said. The mutton sandwiches. Oh, my God. All the numbers coming up next. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Follow the money on VSEN, the sports betting network.
Welcome back. If you're looking for more sports betting discussion around your local teams, Bet Rivers has you covered. They've launched a series of CityCasts designed to tackle sports betting from the local perspective. CityCast in Chicago, Denver, Detroit, L.A., New York, Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, and now Washington, D.C. Subscribe to your local CityCast wherever you get your podcast.
All right, here we go, Paulie. Every Thursday from today, moving forward until the beginning of the college football season, Paul Stone's going to join the program, Professional Sports Better, excellent on this sport, and he will preview a different conference. He'll give out a couple of win total recommendations and an outright winner. Good morning, Paul. How are you today, pal?
Oh, doing well, guys. Just excited about college football. We're almost into the month of July, and it'll be here before we know it. So great to be talking college football with you guys.
Yeah, now you study and are up on this sport, you know, 365 days a year. You have made several bets throughout the summer, getting down on win totals, games of the year, et cetera. But let's start with the Pac-12 today, and I know that you have a couple of win total recommendations. I've heard people across the board give their opinions on Colorado this year, the Buffaloes, with a very small win total hovering around 3.5. What is your take on this team this season?
Yeah, you know, this is a Colorado team that's probably, Mitch, suffered as much roster attrition as any team in the country, you know, due to the transfer portal. Last count I saw was they've lost 22 players to the portal. Ooh. And not just any players. You know, some of these guys were the best players in their program. They lost Jarrett Broussard, their running back, to Michigan State. Broussard, 2 years ago in the abbreviated six-game 2020 season, he rushed for almost 900 yards. He was actually the Pac-12's Offensive Player of the Year. And then Colorado also lost about three members of their starting secondary. So they lost three quarters of their secondary. So they've lost a lot of football players. Got a tough schedule. I mean, you look at their non-conference schedule, their first three games, they host TCU, then they travel to Air Force, travel to Minnesota. And looking at their schedule, if they're not favored on October 1st at Arizona, the Buffaloes are going to very likely be underdogs in all 12 games. So I really like, there's a lot of three out there if you shop around. I think DraftKings right now might have 3.5, under 3.5 at minus 135. Try to find that 3.5. I like Colorado to go under their win total of 3.5 at minus 135 this year.
Okay, very good, my friend. Unmitigated disaster last year for Washington. They were ranked in the first poll and lost 8 games. They fired the OC midway through the season. OC gone, Jimmy Lake gone. DeBoer takes over from Fresno State. New head coach. He gets to transfer Penix from Indiana to play quarterback. What do you think of Washington this year?
Yeah, I mean, you kind of touched on some of the key factors there. I mean, this Washington program has got some instability right now. I mean, when Chris Peterson departed Seattle at the end of the 2019 season, they didn't conduct a search at all. They basically just promoted Peterson's longtime defensive coordinator Jimmy Lake to the head coaching position. Hindsight's always 20/20, but that obviously didn't work out. So in steps Kalen DeBoer. This is a guy who's had some success as a head coach the last couple of years at Fresno State. He might get this thing turned around, but he's going to need time. I mean, they've got I don't think they have upper echelon Pac-12 type performers right now. You mentioned Michael Penix Jr., who was actually DeBoer's quarterback when DeBoer was the offensive coordinator at Indiana back in 2019 before getting that Fresno job. So that's their relationship there. But it's just difficult. You look at their schedule, they've got some difficult road games in the Pac-12. Difficult for me to find 8 wins. They start with 2 gimmies, though. They do start with Kent State and Portland State at home, and then they play Michigan State at home in week 3 there at Husky Stadium. That's the game I'm counting on for the Spartans to win, because I'm taking Washington under 7.5. You can even find it at plus money. I think they're at circa. I think it's plus 105 under 7.5 today. But I like the Huskies to go under their win total of 7.5.
Well, I'll tell you, the recent glory days of this program, very proud program, by the way, gone bye-bye in a hurry ever since Chris Peterson said, see you later, I'm going to retire. So then who is your pick to bet on here? Your recommendation to win the Pac-12 conference this season. Is it USC, or are you going to go somewhere else?
Well, you know, it's one of the shorter odds teams, but I just don't see a lot of top heavy. I think it's either going to be Utah or USC. And you take a look, first of all, at this USC team. You know, everybody's very excited about the Trojans in 2022, as well they should be. I mean, Lincoln Riley, it was unexpected, came out of nowhere. Him leaving Norman, Oklahoma for Los Angeles. And he not only left Norman, but he brought his quarterback, five-star guy Caleb Williams, with him. Mario Williams, a top receiver there at Oklahoma, also comes to USC. They've added running back Travis Dye, a guy who rushed for over 3,000 yards career-wise at Oregon. Then they got the late addition of Jordan Addison, the receiver at Pitt. Last year had 100 catches for almost 1,600 yards and 17 touchdowns. So that offense really gets you fired up. But they still have problems in the offensive line, so that's going to be an issue. Their scoring defense last year, USC's ranked 98th, gave up almost 32 points a game. Defensive yards per play last year, USC 109th, gave up 6.3 yards per play on average. So a lot of work to do on defense as well. So I'm going to look at Utah. You know, Utah loses a couple of great linebackers, including Devin Lloyd, who I believe was the 27th overall pick in the NFL draft. But they've got their quarterback back, Cameron Rising. They've got Tavion Thomas, a great running back there, one of the best in the conference. They've got their tight end back, who had 50 catches last year and 6 touchdowns. So I like this Utah team at 3-1. And not to get too fancy or too confusing, but if you take Utah plus 300 and play one unit, and then they're favored in the Pac-12 championship game, I always like the hedge. I know that's controversial, but I say always. Quite often I like the hedge. So you could, you know, maybe get some points with the underdog and play one unit on the underdog plus the points and have a possibility at a middle. But I like Utah at plus 300 this year to win the Pac-12.
Okay. Always a good angle. So, you are Mr. Texas. You live in Tyler. And you know this Longhorns program inside and out. They had huge news in recent days of landing this recruit. People may have heard of his last name, Arch Manning, going to go to Texas. So there are some props up on the betting board that people can find globally. Will he be drafted number one overall when he comes out? You're going to have to wait a long time here, but they're fun to kick around. That is yes plus 140, no is minus 180, and then two that are kind of correlated here, Paul. Will Arch Manning redshirt his freshman year, plus $7 on the yes, no is minus 2,000, or will he start game one as a true freshman, yes is minus $2, no is plus 150? Anything here on the board that you like?
You know, will he redshirt his freshman year? I know on the no you're laying a heavy price, but I would do the max bet's probably not too high on this type of a wager. But, you know, these guys now, big-time quarterbacks, they look at them as guys they're going to have for 3 years. You're not going to redshirt Arch Manning. You know, even if he doesn't start game one, he's not going to redshirt his true freshman year in 2023. So I'm very confident in the no on that one. Will he start game one as a true freshman? That would be next season. They're opening the season are the Longhorns against Rice, and then they have a trip to Alabama on deck. So that's kind of the setup there. I don't think they want him all things, you know, unless he just clearly wins the job. I don't think they want to send him to Tuscaloosa, the second game of his college career. So I don't think he's going to start his opener against Rice, his first game in his career. So I would take the plus money and take the no. And then will he be drafted number one when he goes out? Man, that is a huge expectation to put on any player. I think absolutely you would go with the no there. He very well might turn out to be that good. He might turn out to be the number one in the pick. But I would unequivocally take the no for the max as far as him being drafted number one when he enters the NFL draft.
Okay, very good. So, again, to go over the Pac-12, the first Thursday that we're going to do this leading into the season, Colorado under 3.5, right around minus 135. Washington under 7.5, around plus 105. And then Utah, 3-1 to win the Pac-12. You can follow him on Twitter. He is at Paul Stone Sports. And his podcast is also available to download, listen to, and subscribe. It's also called the Paul Stone Sports Podcast. You're the best, sir. Thanks so much for the time today.
Hey, thanks for having me. Everybody have a great weekend. Safe 4th of July.
You too.
Thank you, sir. Yep. Utah and USC both could be 6-0 when they meet October 15th. And Utah, there's a chance you could get in the playoff mix. I know it's the Pac-12, but how they closed last year so strong and that epic game in the Rose Bowl against Ohio State, they get USC at home. They do have to go to UCLA. But Stanford at home, at Oregon, at Colorado, doable schedule for, and they go to the Swamp to start the season, as we talked about with Drew Butler.
The first hour of this show is brought to you exclusively by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Get a 100% first deposit match bonus now with the code 250MATCH. Must be 21+. Offer is not valid in all areas. Check BetRivers.com for full offer details and rules. Season-long NFL bets coming up next. Will Blank win at least 10 games? This is going to be great. Coming up here on VSiN.
VSiN, the sports betting network.
Experts at winnersandwiners.com are crushing it in MLB. The top five experts have gone 8-1-1 in the last 2 days with their best bets. Head to winnersandwiners.com. Use the promo code HOMERUN75 to get 70% off any of their best packages. All the best bets are backed with a win guarantee. No one should have to pay for losers. Promo code HOMERUN75 at checkout to get 75% off any best bet package on the site.
Paulie, I love talking football with our next guest. It's Mike Dettillier, WWL in New Orleans. He covers LSU and the Saints in that great city. Draft Report is saintsreport.com as well. Mike, thanks for the time as always. How are you today, sir?
I'm fine. Thank you, guys.
Yep, you bet. Let's begin with this. As Mickey Loomis, front office for the Saints, came out recently and said, we know there's a best case and a worst case scenario for a looming suspension for one of the best weapons in football, running back Alvin Kamara. What do you think that means? What is the worst case? What's the best case here for his suspension?
I think probably the worst case would be 8 games and him maybe even spending some jail time. It's a serious offense. Best case probably would be 4 games for them. But, you know, this is a football team that he's the one piece of the puzzle you're not going to go too far without just because of his talents as a runner and a receiver. And last year they found out a new way to win. They won with defense and special teams. But Alvin was always there. He was the constant guy on the offensive side, the football. And I understand why some people had their totals a little lower. Because if there's question marks with the Saints, it's on the offensive side, the football, and certainly no Sean Payton. Because last year, yep, if you think about, this team got to 9 wins. with four different starting quarterbacks. A receiver in Michael Thomas in his first 5 years who catches 510 passes does not play one snap. Their offensive line, which was supposed to be the strength of their team, okay, Cesar Ruiz plays every game, starts all 17. The other four starters missed 32 games. They still won 9 games. There's not a lot of teams that can figure that one out.
Yep.
You know, and if I tell you Marquez Callaway and say, tell me some of the other receivers they have on this team, you'd have to think about it a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So where
and that's how they won.
Sure.
With defense and special teams.
Yep. They are plus money to make the playoffs. And after everything you just said, they will win in 9 games. It's 8.5 this year with their win total. So then you mentioned how much Kamara means, and you're right, but how much confidence do you have in Winston then, and what he means to the team, and if they're going to make the playoffs this year?
I think the hardest thing was to gauge him last year. Okay, what did he have to work with? Okay, he's got an offensive line that's all beat up, no Thomas. You look at the receiving core, or any of those guys you think of as even a 2s and 3s in this league. And yet, he had a winning record until he went down against the Bucks. And it's difficult to gauge him based on what he had around him. And I think now, with the addition of Jarvis Landry, them getting Chris Olave, them moving Taysom Hill to that flex tight end position, and having Michael Thomas come back, man, now you've got some weapons. But the negative part of that is most likely, you know, you're not going to have Alvin for 4 to 6 games.
Do they get?
And they do not have a strong number two.
Yeah, is that going to be Ingram as of right now? Who is that going to be?
I think if it was today, it'd be Ingram. But I do suspect this team will be on the lookout and probably try to make a trade or. That's my suspicion, because if it would be a free agent pickup, you'd have had him already.
Good point.
Sure.
They tried to get David Johnson, and it didn't work out. So I think this team will probably try to make a trade to get a veteran running back to fill that position as the number two guy, and most likely the number one guy when Alvin's not going to be there.
Do they pick up 4 wins against Atlanta and Carolina?
That's the big thing, because, man, you see what's happening in Atlanta, total rebuild there. And I don't think it's going to be long before Desmond Ridder is the starter at quarterback for the Falcons. I don't think we're going to have to wait a long period of time during the regular season. Defensively, again, it's a team in a major rebuild across the board with the Panthers. Man, I like what they have defensively. They got some real talented guys and young players on the defensive side of the football. Do they have the trigger man? And can Christian McCaffrey stay healthy? Those are two big ifs on that football team. And I wonder a little bit, anytime a coach and there's rumors that things may go south and he's gone, how the team reacts to that. You can say they don't really take that into consideration. Come on, you're a human being. You understand that Matt Rhule is in a difficult spot here. If he doesn't win, come on, that multi-billionaire owner's not keeping him.
Right.
And he's got to win, and he's got to win quick. And Darnold, you know, looks as though they've hitched their wagon to him. Good luck.
Yep, no kidding.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, how many wins do you think Peyton is worth to the Saints?
I've always felt he's a coach that's probably worth 3 wins a season. I really do. I think he's that type of guy. And what I talked about earlier, having not the firepower he had years ago, because I think when you thought of the Saints, you thought of Drew Brees.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you thought of them scoring 31.5 points a game and them sort of hitting you with the tsunami offensively. That wasn't the case last year. And the team was built differently, is to win on defense. And they're impressive there. Mm-hmm. Because when you think about it, they just gave up 335 points last year. That was the least amount of points given up in the NFC. 3.7 yards a rush. Only three teams in the NFL gave up less than the 1589 they had rushing. And they maybe have the best secondary I have ever seen on this football team. When you're talking about Lattimore, yeah, Paulson Adebo, who I think had a really good rookie season. You have a veteran in Bradley Roby as the third guy. Chauncey Garner-Johnson. You did have to replace your two safeties, Marcus Williams and Malcolm Jenkins, but you brought in Tyrann Mathieu and Marcus May. So, you know, again, that's going to be what basically wins for them early on, and especially if Alvin's not around. They've got to be able to win. And having Will Lutz back in the lineup. Will did not kick a field goal last year, regular season game. This was a guy who was an 86% field goal kicker. So you got him back. They winning, but they're going to do it a different way. But I can't tell you what the value of getting Jarvis Landry and a speed receiver like Olave and the health of Michael Thomas, if he's back, what that will do to this offense. But I think really the big key is not so much what Jameis will do. It's up front along that offensive line. Mm-hmm. I think when you look at college football, professional football, yeah, you can talk about receivers and running backs and defensive backs and linebackers. But if you don't win in the trenches, you ain't winning squat. Nothing. And that's where they've got to get better at along the offensive line, because the injuries last year just decimated that unit.
Totally agree. Mike, we have a minute left here. So sharp bettors, I know, hit over 7.5 on their wins when that was available a while back, and it was at certain sports books. Now that number has moved even beyond 8. I think it's 8.5 universally. We'll have you on again before the season starts, but as of right now, how many wins would you project the Saints to have?
I think they're a 10-win team.
Okay.
I really do. I think they're a double-digit winning team. The Bucs are still the team to catch, in, certainly in the NFC South because of Brady. But I think they're a 10-win football team, and we'll see how far Jameis can take it with them. But I think a lot of that has to do with how long Kamara's going to be out.
Very good. You can follow Mike on Twitter. He is at Mike Dettillier, covers the Saints and LSU for WWL in New Orleans, saintsreport.com. You're the best, sir. Enjoy the rest of the weekend. The weekend, we'll talk to you down the road.
Thanks a lot, guys. Appreciate it.
Yep. Thank you.
Love that guy.
He is so that you're cashing two nice tickets there with his prediction. 10 wins is plus 175. To make the playoffs is plus 150. And also, this is they're over their win total in the division's 3.
And they've owned the Buccaneers.
That's why I asked the Atlanta Carolina question. They swept them last year.
Even if they go 3-1 against those teams, that's a push.
Yep.
And they can beat the Buccaneers in one of those games.
And they will be they'll be a popular pick week one going to Atlanta.
Oh, no doubt.
For everything. Survivor, every laying the points, sure. Money line, he's it, yeah.
Up next, today's Major League Baseball card. How does he bounce back after his one bad inning and only bad start of the entire year? Coming up next. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Always follow the money.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Polly Howard on VSiN.
Time for picks. Top horse racing plays from ExpressBet editor-in-chief Jeremy Plonk. We're going to Gulfstream. Race 4, he likes the 1 Kenyan Sun at 5-1 on the morning line. Race 6, he likes the 1 Kingston Queen at 6-1. You can wager on these races and more at FirstBet, the preferred horse racing app of VSiN. And if you sign up today, use the code VEGAS22. You get $100 in free bets. VSiN.com/horses for details. VSiN.com/horses.
All right, we are super stoked for this segment. He is the best of all time, and it's not even close. Going for his 15th mustard belt in 16 years on Monday, July 4th at the annual Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest in Coney Island. He is Joey Chestnut. Good morning, champ. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm doing pretty good.
Okay, so let's get into this now. Coming up, you have like, what, 4 sleeps to go until the contest kicks in again in high gear. How is the prep leading into this? And you told us a year ago that you were touching 80 hot dogs in practice. Are you at or around that number again?
This year has been a rough year for me. I had a really bad leg injury.
Saw that.
And it broke both bones in the leg, and sticking through the leg, and then had infections later, but I was able to get, I've been practicing not quite as much as I did last year. My numbers haven't been quite as consistent, but it's definitely possible to get to 80. The conditions, play a big role, and, I'm hoping that I'm going to find my happy place, and I know what I'm capable of, and, I'm going to push it.
Can you elaborate more on conditions? What's good conditions?
Oh, it looks like to me pretty warm. It's going to be okay. A little 80 degrees, a little bit more than 80 degrees. Everybody's going to be is excited. The contest is back in the original location, corner of Surf and Stillwell.
Yep.
So there'll be a huge crowd. We're talking like 30,000 people there. And I'm going to be amped. I'm going to have every reason in the world to push it.
So I did notice the accident that you had in the wintertime in December, the way it looked. How long, with your leg, how long did that throw you for a loop when it comes to like your regular schedule?
Yeah, it really threw a little bit of a wrench because just recently I have a ruptured tendon. So I'm actually in a cast. So I ruptured a tendon recently
you
in that
did.
Leg.
Okay. So let me ask you this. Are you going to be able to stand up on Monday or do you have to sit down?
No, I'll be standing.
Okay.
I'm going to stand. It's not like I ruptured anything in my jaw. I can eat like a madman.
Yeah.
my stomach and jaw are fine. I'm off all the pain meds. So a month ago when I was on a pain med, they make you constipated like hell. So I'm off of those. My body's working right. And I just have a cat. I'm ready to eat.
Okay, watch it on live on ESPN and watch it all day throughout on ESPN on Monday. What's the prep like for this event? And does it, like when you're getting ready for hamburgers or chicken wings, is there a different kind of prep that goes into that for you?
This contest is amazing. I get into a cycle where I do a practice contest every 6 days, roughly.
Okay.
And after every practice, it's recovery mode. Even if I'm not hungry, I'm trying to eat salad, high fiber food, just to keep the food moving. And then I get back to my normal weight, and then I start fasting. And then I do a cleanse before my next practice, or starting on Saturday, I'm going to be doing a cleanse. I'm going to be making sure I'm absolutely empty for the contest on Monday. And I'm almost ready to start my cleanse, and I'm done with my last practice, and I'm feeling good.
When is the last time that you will eat anything leading into Monday?
What do I do? Saturday morning I'll have some eggs probably, and then the rest Saturday, Sunday, Monday morning I'll have nothing. Monday morning I'll have coffee. I might have some protein supplements on Sunday night, but I really I'm just making sure that it's a really liquid diet, lemon juice and water, and make sure that I'm make sure that when I can suck in my stomach on Monday morning, I can see there's room for 80 hot dogs, room for a ridiculous amount, and I'll be ready.
So can you tell when you do that then, and you suck in your stomach on Monday morning? The room that you need to have in there. Can you tell like on Monday if you got room for 75, 78, 80 hot dogs?
Oh, yeah, I definitely will. I can tell if there's something stuck in it. It's something not something that hasn't been digested. But it's more than just the stomach capacity. There's the muscles in the throat and jaws. They have to work together. And if those hot dogs on Monday are undercooked, those will be harder to eat. So it's more than just capacity. I know I have the capacity for 80 hot dogs.
Well, you do. Okay.
Wow. Have you ever had an accident or reversal?
Accident? There's been a couple times where I pushed a little bit too hard.
Okay.
And a hot dog. But as far as the actual reversal, I haven't had a reversal in years. There have been times where before the contest is over, I gotta take a crap. But it's natural. You're pushing things in, things are gonna get pushed out.
Yeah.
That's what happens if the cleanse doesn't go well. But I feel like everything's gonna go well.
Is there one event that's given you problems? I know that was great what you guys did during the pandemic, and you did one of the events was milk and cookies, I think. But is there one thing, and you have so many world records, but is there one event that's given you problems throughout your illustrious career?
Oh, you mentioned milk and cookies. I was so slow at that milk and cookies event. I almost got eliminated from the contest.
Yeah.
Eating Oreo cookies. I was eating like a child. For the last, I think, 3 years, I haven't been able to win the Buffalo Wing Fest. And Buffalo Wings in Buffalo is one of the biggest contests.
Okay.
And people there, they love their buffalo wings, and for some reason I lost to Mickey Sudo and Jeff Asper, and it's really frustrating because I know I can beat them in wings. I know I have a really good technique. It's just for some reason last few years I haven't put it together, but I'm hoping this September I'll be back there and I'm going to dominate.
Joe, okay. You're not used to losing. Does that piss you off?
I don't think anybody should get used to losing. Yeah, I think it should be something that's not comfortable, and you don't want it to happen again.
Follow the Money, Paulie and Mitch, VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Joey Jaws Chestnut, our guest. Watch him Monday in action. Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest live on ESPN and on throughout the day. Is there, outside of this? This is the top dog, creme de la creme. Is there one record that you have that you're proud of out of all these records? One that sticks out?
Oh my God. I did 103 Crystal Hamburgers, pretty much the same as White Castle.
Right.
Those are delicious.
In how long?
I did that in 8 minutes.
Pretty good.
So what else did I do? I did 32 Big Macs and 34 minutes.
Yeah.
That was pretty awesome.
Oh my God. How'd you do the ice cream sandwich and not get the headache? You had 12 and a half ice cream sandwiches in 6 minutes?
Dude, everything hurt. My hand was hurting. There was brain freeze, there was throat freeze. Even my stomach was like, I was shivering after the ice cream sandwich contest. I was like, my stomach is like a radiator. And afterwards, I'm just cold.
I bet.
Yeah, the ice cream sandwich is rough.
Yep. Now, Joey, you won the competition last year by 26 hot dogs. And again, going back to what you told us a year ago, leading into the event, you said that the closest competition to you was not even close. Like their A game is not even close to your A game. If we looked at this like a point spread in a football game, how many hot dogs should you be laying to the next closest person to you? Like 25 hot dogs this year? Can you win by 20 again? What would you make that number?
Yeah, at bare minimum, I want to win by 20.
You do.
even if they have their best day, I should be able to beat them, beat the heck out of them. Without sounding like a jerk, but I love this contest. I put a lot of thought and energy into it, and I should be able to push it pretty hard. And then over 70 mark, it is hard. I'm telling you, there's the conditions, the crowd. There's so many little things that could go wrong that mess up the numbers at the end. The water, if somebody tips over my water for dunking, or it gets after that 70 mark, it gets really it's intense.
Mm-hmm. Well, I will ask you this then, because the number, the prop bet is 74.5, but again, under optimum conditions, you can hit 75 this year. Yeah.
Like I said, you never know. It's hairy.
Okay. All right. Very good. You're the best.
Yep.
Thanks so much for the time as always. Can't wait to watch on Monday. Knock them dead. And I hope you can actually touch 80, man. That would be great. But don't go out of your way. You know, if you get the record again, that's great. But you don't have to force 80, you know?
Dude, it gets scary. If I'm at 78 and I'm trying to hit 80, and then that's when those reversals are likely to happen. If I'm just pushing a little bit too hard, pushing my body a little bit too far. So it would be great to taste 80.
That'd be amazing. Go get him on Monday. Thank you again for the time, as always. We appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
Yep. That's why he's the greatest of all time. I mean, that was a great interview in terms of don't get used to losing. I want to beat these. I win by 20. Mm-hmm. I mean, it wasn't arrogant, but that's also great for betting information.
Oh, he's super competitive.
Sure. A 1 to 10 favorite? He thinks he can win by 20, no problem?
Oh, yeah. He wants to win by 20.
20 hot dogs?
Every time he wants to win by 20.
And it's 1,000 to win 100? Mm-hmm. Right? I wonder what's his level of fame? Walks down the street, grocery store, orders. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
I told him last year on the air, I said, you can't even go to a grocery store. You're like Elvis going through a casino in the 70s. It would be the same thing. And he goes, I don't. Yeah. I order all my food out.
I shortchanged him. 25 and a half ice cream sandwiches. God, how did he do?
Follow the Money on VSEN, the Sports Betting Network.
David Delano is one of the newest experts at Winners and Winers. He's 8-3 so far, and he's got a free play today that he loves. You can get it by texting VSiN to 320-350-3500, 320-350-3500. Just text VSiN to get that play. Big two days coming up in the NBA. Brian Geltzeiler joins us now at BGeltzNBA on Twitter, Hoops Critic and Sirius NBA XM Radio, and he joins us now. How about this tweet you had about the Lakers? Thanks for the time. That maybe could they trade Westbrook and get a package with Randall? This blew my mind, your tweet the other day. If you can expand on this, please.
Well, first of all, Bill Simmons had originally tweeted it, but I've been talking about this for months. Here's the reality. And it works back to LeBron. So think about how much better this Laker team would be if you pulled Russell Westbrook off of it and put Julius Randle, Evan Fournier, and Derrick Rose on it, okay? Yep. That would be better for the Lakers. The problem for the Lakers and why the Lakers won't do something like that, and they wouldn't have to part with any picks to do that. For the Knicks, I think the Knicks would be one pick for window dressing for Randle, something like that. But the reality is this, for the Knicks, you get off all your long-term money, which is really a great thing for the Knicks. So I thought it would work very well for both sides. The problem with the Lakers would it's a non-starter for the Lakers, is because LeBron won't commit beyond this year. And they don't want to be stuck with 3 years of Randle at $30 million a year if they don't know they're going to have LeBron there, they're going to want to start a rebuild in earnest and trade Davis and do all that. If LeBron would even just sign a one-year extension, there's a chance something like that could happen, because at least it would match up with Fournier's deal. So listen, there's options for the Lakers with Westbrook. The problem is that they got to be willing to take on some longer term money. And with LeBron in the last year of a contract guaranteeing nothing beyond this season, they don't want to do that.
Okay.
And I'm not sure I blame them, by the way.
Yeah, right. Is there anything they can do with Westbrook now that appears the Kyrie thing's on hold? Or maybe they'd have to wait if there's any chance they could move Westbrook to somebody?
Listen, the Kyrie thing was an elaborate bluff. Okay, that was never happening. You really think Kyrie was going to leave home where he's happier than he's been as an NBA player living in northern New Jersey around his friends and family in his hometown? Okay, and go out to LeBron, who we engineered getting away from 5 years ago? Sometimes we got to ground this stuff in reality. There is no way Kyrie Irving was turning down $36.9 million to play for $6 million 3,000 miles from home. And by the way, playing with LeBron instead of one of his best friends, Kevin Durant. So that was not going to ever happen. Let me tell you, the thing is for the Lakers right now in Westbrook, you know, listen, Indiana maybe would entertain something. But again, the Brogdon deal, the Brogdon contract, that's beyond this year. What does that do for the Lakers? The problem with the Lakers is to retool this thing around LeBron, you're going to have to take on more than just one-year contracts. You're not getting expiring for Westbrook's expiring. The benefit of the team trading for Westbrook is that you get off somebody's longer-term deal, have $47 million this year cleared off your cap at the end of the season. And if that's the great benefit. And if the Lakers are not willing to take on longer-term money, Westbrook's going to be exactly where he is.
Oh, yeah, very good. Okay, so when the Knicks brought in these new people and Rose, it was supposed to be, we're going to get the stars because we know the stars. And they're probably going to get Brunson. But who is going to be that first superstar and first star to say, I'm going to go to the Knicks and try to turn this around? It still hasn't happened.
No, it hasn't. But I will tell you this. I don't know if someone's going to have to say that to the Knicks as much as the Knicks are in great position the next time one of those guys comes available. Whoever that guy is, and we really don't know who that guy is going to be. All indications are that Bradley Beal is going to stay in Washington here. Damian Lillard is trying to make a run of this thing in Portland. I'll tell you, got to keep an eye on. Keep an eye on Karl Anthony Towns. There's an extension on the table for him, and he's waiting to see what the Timberwolves do before he signs it. And just like I talked earlier about Kyrie Irving getting to come back home and being around friends and family, Karl Anthony Towns is also a northern New Jersey kid, and he has been through tons of tragedy here coming out of COVID. Lost his mom, lost some relatives. There is a major attractive aspect to Karl Anthony Towns coming back and playing at home, and he's got the Timberwolves on notice right now. So for me with the Knicks, draft night was about being able to load up for that next great type of player that comes available, that star, so to speak, and being able to offer five, maybe even six first-round draft picks. Listen, the Knicks right now, they have three picks in addition to all of their own right now. They're in very, very good shape. They're as good shape as anybody but OKC to be able to do that. So for the Knicks, if they wanted to offer two of their own and the three extras, that's five picks. Who's equal in five picks? And if it's the right player, you put RJ Barrett in a deal. So even though I don't know about attracting free agents, but once you go get somebody there, I think that changes the calculus for them in a big, big way.
Well said. Brian, did you like or love the move by the Hawks to bring in DeJounte Murray, giving up Gallinari and three future first-round picks? And it appears like this team's not done making moves in the offseason. Would you agree with that part?
100%, and I think you absolutely hit it on the head. First of all, I love the move. I think that Murray's going to fit very well in a backcourt next to Trae Young. It's a little bit of a chemistry experiment, and we'll see how that goes. And I do think Murray's going to play a lot more off the ball than he is on the ball. But the guy's a wonderful defensive player, and their perimeter defense has been garbage. And the thing is, people are talking a lot about the offensive angle on what Atlanta did in this deal. It's the defensive angle that matters the most. Trae Young is a horrific defensive player. Let's just throw it out there as this dynamic, amazing offensive player. He's a stub on defense. Now you've given yourself the ability to hide him on the worst defender on the other team, having DeJounte Murray there, and that's big. Listen, John Collins will not be there when the season starts next year. Mm-hmm. I've heard Herter's name in deals. I've heard Bogdanovich's name in deals. The Hawks are willing and dealing here, and I agree they are 100% not done. We're going to see a very different version of this team, but there was a problem chemistry-wise after that run to the conference finals. Everybody thought they were the guy. It was Pat Riley's disease of me that crept into the Hawks. They're piecing this thing apart around Trae Young to try to improve that chemistry.
What are you hearing on Ayton? Where could he wind up?
Well, this is interesting, and this is right up you guys' alley. I'm sure you guys have reported or discussed what happened with the betting odds on Ayton over the course of the last 72 hours.
Crazy.
Okay,
yes.
So crazy what's happened there. And Brooklyn all of a sudden becoming a team that's prominent. You know, Brooklyn's trying to move Joe Harris. And it's hard because the problem is the last time anybody saw Joe Harris play was over a year ago, and he couldn't throw it in the ocean. And it's a guy that's being paid $18 million for the next 2 years to be a shooter. With that said, he's attractive enough to certain teams that have stars on them that teams would be interested. And the Suns, as much as the Suns don't want to play it this way, guys, they're a little bit desperate. Detroit and Jeremy Grant was kind of the best thing they had in a sign and trade for Ayton. And now that Detroit walked away from that, they're kind of on notice here. I wouldn't be surprised to see Phoenix match an offer sheet to DeAndre Ayton and look to trade him before the deadline, try to make nice in the short term. I wouldn't be surprised to see them make a deal that's a below market deal. What they can't do is not match an offer sheet and let Ayton go for nothing. They have to bring something in. The interesting thing that I had heard regarding the Nets was a package that involved Joe Harris and potentially Cam Thomas. And so Cam Thomas, a good, young, dynamic player, and Harris is a shooter that can kind of fit in. They're resolved next year to go into the season with McGee and Biombo as their centers. They're looking to shore up other spots. The five is not a spot that they need to get help at with Ayton. Be very interesting to see what happens. But I will tell you, I would not dismiss Brooklyn at all to be a major player in this DeAndre Ayton sweepstakes.
Yep, good point. Crazy movement there with the odds, as you mentioned. How about Zach LaVine?
Everything I'm hearing likely to stay in Chicago. I think they're going to offer him every dime that they can offer him, and they're smart to do that. But that's a situation that bears watching because they can't bring the same team back and expect a better result. They're so bad defensively. And when Nikola Vucevic in the last year of a contract, you got to go find a defensive-oriented center. You have to. You don't have choices. You have to figure that out. Vucevic is movable because it's the last year of a contract. You don't have first-round picks, but you're still minus two first-round picks, one from the Vuce deal and one from the DeRozan deal. You have to figure out a way to get somebody that could play the five. And if the Reinsdorfs are willing to go deep into the tax, I would think that would be a spot where I might make a run at Rudy Gobert
and swallow
that big contract.
Okay.
Because that guy, listen, I like Mitchell Robinson a lot, and he would make Chicago better. He's not going to make Chicago the better that they have to get to be able to be competitive at the top of the conference. You bring Rudy Gobert in there, and all of a sudden he can make up for all of LaVine and DeRozan's defensive mistakes, and you're able to keep a lot of your young guys there. I think that's something that would work very well for Chicago. But we have to ask important questions. Does Utah really want to deal Rudy Gobert? I'm not sure. I think Utah, the more I'm hearing with Utah, the more I'm hearing they're content to bring Mitchell and Gobert back and give it another run with Will Hardy here.
Are you serious? Oh, no. Oh, man.
I'm starting to hear that. I'm starting to hear that. Danny Ainge has done some great things in his executive career. He's done some crazy things, but he's done some great things.
True.
And as much as we look at the job Brad Stevens and Ime Udoka did with Boston, if we're being fair about it, guys, Danny's team just went to the finals. Really, I mean, that was, you know, Brown, Tatum, Smart, even the initial bringing in of Horford, and I know they went back to him after Walker, which was a Danny mistake. Okay, these were all Danny guys. Who drafted Robert Williams? Danny. These were Danny guys. The one guy that wasn't a Danny guy was Derek White there. And in the end of that series, he couldn't throw it in the ocean.
You're right.
That was Danny's team. That was Danny's team that went to a final. Danny Ainge, and for Danny Ainge, don't think that that's lost on him. He's very, very confident in his own abilities here. And I think he figures he could maybe give it a run with Mitchell and Gobert. Trading one of Mitchell or Gobert for Utah is franchise-altering type of stuff. And you got to be prepared and be ready to do it. And one thing I'll tell you about Danny Ainge, and I've heard it from a lot of executives around the league, him and Daryl Morey are very similar in that vein. They're like the guy in your fantasy league that's hard to trade with. They want the best player on your roster for the three worst on theirs. So the other part with Danny. He holds out. He's tough and holding out for value.
Thanks a lot, Brian. Great job.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with CallSheet. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to CallSheet.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callshe.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.